As a child, commentator Andrew Lamb fled Vietnam with his family. He returned for a visit a year ago, and at least one thing seemed unchanged, even after almost 30 years.
My Vietnamese childhood, I thought I remembered clearly. But what I recently discovered is that what the mind holds dear, the body also collects. Last year, a film crew followed me back to Vietnam, and in Da Lat, they coaxed me into re-entering my old childhood home. A quaint pinkish villa on top of a hill, it was now abandoned, its garden overrun with elephant grass and wildflowers. We broke in through the kitchen, and once inside, I proceeded to explain to the camera my past. Here's the living room where I spent my childhood listening to my parents telling ghost stories. And there's the dining room where my brother and I play ping pong on the dining table. And beyond is the sunroom where my father spent his early evenings listening to the BBC while drinking his whiskey and soda. I went on like this for some time until we reached my bedroom upstairs. Every morning, I would wake up and open the window shutters just like this to let the light in, I said. But when my palm touched the wooden shutter, I suddenly stopped talking. The sensation of the wood with its rough flaked-off paint against my skin felt exactly the same after 3 decades. Heavy and dampened by the weather, it resisted my initial exertion, but as always, it gave easily if you know where to push. And I did. The shutter made a little creaking noise as it swung open to let in the morning light, and with it, a flood of unexpected memories. I am a Vietnamese child again, preparing for school. I hear my mother's lilting voice calling from downstairs for us to hurry up, and I smell again that particular smell of burnt pine wood from the kitchen wafting in the cool air. And above all, I feel again that sense of insularity, of being sheltered and loved. It's a sentiment, I am sad to report, that has been elusive to me since my family and I fled our homeland for America at the end of the war. Living in California for the last 30 years, I have heard much about holistic healings and talks of long-forgotten emotions and feelings being stored in various parts of the body, but I never truly believed it. Until that moment, and the moment last. The old house, though empty and gutted, still managed to give me a gift. I feel strangely blessed, for instead of mourning, I now carry a beatific memory with me back to America. And having touched it once more, I can finally say what I had wanted to say after so many years. Goodbye.
Andrew Lamb lives in San Francisco. The documentary, My Journey Home, airs on PBS stations on April 7th.